Unit 9, Test 1, Section 1. Number 1. James' new hat cost $13.95.
Number 2. Abraham Lincoln was born in 1809 and died in 1865.
Number 3. Please turn to page 917.
Number 4. I think size 42 is too big for you.
Number 5. San Francisco is the 13th largest city in the United States of America.
Number 6. Next Friday happens to be Mr. Johnson's 76th birthday and Mrs. Johnson's 69th birthday.
Number 7. The Yellow River is 2,903 miles long.
Number 8. Robert's telephone number is 431-8321.
Section 2. Number 9. Shirt.
Number 10. Thought.
Number 11. Seat.
Number 12. Sung.
Number 13, pass.
Number 14, sight.
Number 15, show.
Number 16, shell.
Number 17, seam.
Number 18, sheep.
Test 2, Section 1. I have a very good friend. His name is John Jordan. He's a fine fellow and he's very intelligent. There's one very strange thing about him, though. He's very capable, and he can do some very difficult things. The funny thing is that he can't do some of the very simple things in life. For instance, he can drive a car, but he can't ride a bicycle. He learns languages easily, too. He knows Russian, Portuguese, German, Italian, and Chinese. He can speak, read, and write Russian and Portuguese. He can speak German, but he can't read it. He can read Chinese, but he can't speak it. Imagine how difficult it is to learn to read and write Chinese, but he can't speak a word. Isn't that strange? I have a very good friend. His name is John Jordan. He's a fine fellow, and he's very intelligent. There's one very strange thing about him, though. He's very capable, and he can do some very difficult things. The funny thing is that he can't do some of the very simple things in life. For instance, he can drive a car, but he can't ride a bicycle. He learns languages easily, too. He knows Russian, Portuguese, German, Italian, and Chinese. He can speak, read, and write Russian and Portuguese. He can speak German, but he can't read it. He can read Chinese, but he can't speak it. Imagine how difficult it is to learn to read and write Chinese, but he can't speak a word. Isn't that strange? Section 2.
A study of people's great fears was recently made in the United States. A team of researchers talked to 3,000 people to find out what they were most afraid of. These are the results of the study. The highest number, 41%, were afraid of speaking in front of a group. Night frightened, 32%. Many people, 22%, were terrified of insects. 22% were also afraid of deep water and money problems. The researchers were surprised to find out that only 19% were afraid of illness and death. 18% admitted to fear of flying, and 14% of loneliness. 14% couldn't stand dogs, and fewer people were frightened of driving or riding in a car. In fact, only 9%. The dark and being in lifts terrified 8%. The last of the fears mentioned was the fear of escalators. Only 5% of them were afraid of these. A study of people's great fears was recently made in the United States. A team of researchers talked to 3,000 people to find out what they were most afraid of. These are the results of the study. The highest number, 41%, were afraid of speaking in front of a group. Night frightened, 32%. Many people, 22%, were terrified of insects. 22% were also afraid of deep water and money problems. The researchers were surprised to find out that only 19% were afraid of illness and death. 18% admitted to fear of flying, and 14% of loneliness. 14% couldn't stand dogs, and fewer people were frightened of driving or riding in a car. In fact, only 9%. The dark and being in lifts terrified 8%. The last of the fears mentioned was the fear of escalators. Only 5% of them were afraid of these.